I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. All right, I'm sorry. Nobody's calling now because I blew up. Now, I'm sorry. I'll play a record or something, but please, somebody call.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and our annual fund drive, asking for your support if you enjoy CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and everything the station has to offer. Independent music, independent news, independent voices representing the unrepresented.
We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know?
Listen to somebody pleading for money. I make a fool of myself begging for money when I got more going for me than a lot of you. And you won't give me $2, you know? I got that much money. I'll match all the money pledged in the next hour. I'm getting some money when I'm 25. So if you really want to hurt me and torture me, call up right now and pledge $150, and I'll write out the check. And it won't hurt that bad because I got it. But it would hurt me enough, so you get your money's worth.
Support CITR and ensure that it continues to be your voice and your frequency. 604-822-8648. To pledge your support, phone 604-822-8648. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know, what if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away.
West Hampton Curve. West Hampton Curve. completely hedonistic society. I've got some stuff.
He's got some stuff there. That's R.E.M. with Where's Captain Kirk. And you can find that off the 1992 Fan Club Christmas single. Though there are little compilations here and there of their output that they've been sending to fans all these many years. And Where's Captain Kirk was originally written by Kenneth Spears, otherwise known as Spiz, along with his band Spiz Energy, which actually went under numerous variations of the name Spiz, like Spizzles and Athletical Spiz 80. And Spiz Energy was the first band that was signed to Rough Trade Records, and they topped the first ever UK indie chart in 1980. Time is now about 7:37 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The name of the show is Radio Free Gack, and it's Fun Drive. We're in our last few days here. This Thursday at 6 p.m., we hope to be at 24,000, and we are at the two-thirds mark. We're at 16,000 even, 16000.00 here. So call in, please, 604-822-8648. Give a pledge. You can donate securely as well, too. Just go to citr.ca/donate. 604-UBC-UNIT as well, too. If you actually are in the sub at all, you can always stop by and hand over a little bit of money. And, yeah, your generous contributions help us run for yet another year. We have some ambitious projects on hand. And, yeah, we do want to make sure that we're able to expand a couple things in the studio to provide a better voice for you in the community here. So my name is Gack. Radio Free Gack is devoted to soundtrack music. And this episode here, this special Fun Drive episode, as evidenced by Alexander Courage's theme to the original Star Trek series that started the show off, the show is going to be all Star Trek. Now, of course, there's over 40 years of history with the TV series, the film series, and everything else with it. So we're going to restrict matters tonight to just cues from the original television series, the soundtrack to the recent film reboot, helmed by J.J. Abrams and scored by Michael Giacchino. And then towards the end, we'll throw some weird songs that were released by William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy back in the day. But we got a couple orders of business here first, and it is for some pledges here. But we'll start off with a little bit of a thank you here. So Jason Colantonio, who's the host of Shake a Tail Feather on Friday nights here on the station, CITR Vancouver, he made a request for hear this theme last week, which was unfortunate. I was unable to play then, but for the pledge that he made, a generous donation, and since he is an upstanding individual, a fellow fan of European soundtracks, we're going to dig up something from Volume 3 of the Italian Exploitation compilation series called Beat at Cinecittà. So coming up will be a tune from the 1968 satire Si Signori, but afterwards we'll have a bit of something from a CD that I have here to give away. So for $30... or only 8 cents a day, along with a friend's card and your name announced on air, much like I just did for our friend Jason here, I have one of two of the Twilight soundtracks. So Twilight, the big vampire series, had that epic release this past weekend where it raised, or well, they raked in millions upon millions of dollars, setting some sort of record for first day results. You have your choice of the Twilight New Moon soundtrack and then the original Twilight Saga soundtrack. So we're going to play a bit off that one. So if you pledge 60, you can take both. But if you pledge 30, you have your choice. Christmas is just around the corner. There's someone that you may want to introduce some indie rock to. And that should work out quite well. So coming up now, first is a little bit of Italian music. So here's Berto Pisano with Tema di Oscar from Si Signori. Please call 604-822-8648.
Thank you. grandpa my transistor radio. Though he turned in his bones 20 years ago.
CITR is seeking to fill the airways with the names, voices, and ideas of you, our listeners,
who will help us raise $24,000 during this fund drive.
We want you to take ownership of your station. After the fund drive, we'll record donors' voices for a special donor recognition day.
Donors' names will be read out each hour, and donors of $101.9 or more will have a chance to air a personalized message, a rant, a birthday wish, a poem to a girlfriend, or a shout-out to a favorite band.
This is a small way for us to thank you for your support of quality independent radio.
And I finally realized what he wanted to show me. Where I've been, where I am, is the show.
Own your frequency.
This is your station.
Support CITR now. Call 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT.
Or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
Bye.
Twilight New Moon soundtrack, there is Slow Life, and that's done by everybody's favorite band du jour, Grizzly Bear, currently touring through Europe. And that you can find on one part of our little prize pack here at Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM. Please call, pledge $30. You can get the soundtrack to Twilight New Moon, or you could get the original Twilight soundtrack as well. And for $60, you can get both. So call us at 604-822-8648. Our fund drive total stands at $16,000 out of the 24 that we're hoping to make by Thursday, 6 p.m. So we're ready to dive into Star Trek proper music here. And the music we best know, the theme and the end theme as well, too, are composed by Alexander Courage. And he'd work on various... at least Westerns and a lot of other sort of TV productions as well, too. But it was a sort of a rarity to actually get a composer of his stature to actually work on a pilot at the time. So Desilu Studios, which was founded by Lucille Ball and her husband Des. And at the point they managed to actually encourage him. They were originally trying to get Jerry Goldsmith to actually help out with the theme and the score for it, but Courage was recommended by Goldsmith to do it for Gene Roddenberry. But unfortunately, of all the things that happened, Roddenberry wasn't expecting to make much money on Star Trek, so what he actually had done is he co-wrote lyrics for the song. So when the song actually was registered, based on the handshake deal that Courage had done with Roddenberry, Roddenberry made up lyrics for an adaptation of the theme song that were never used. So at the point where Courage realized that the theme was doing well, he was expecting a lot of royalties, but Roddenberry actually ended up with half of it. And to the point, and this really, well, discouraged Mr. Courage about what to do for the rest of it. So he actually worked on two other episodes and the scores for Star Trek. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually listen to a couple selections here. We'll do is focus right now on the episode Doomsday Machine, and that was scored by Sal Kaplan. And he'd worked on various films in the past, like The Spy Who Came In from the Cold, Seven Wonders of the World, Salt of the Earth, a whole bunch of like epic low adventure films that way. So this comes from Volume 2 of the Star Trek original series television score. And this came out originally in 1966, but it was repressed on a CD in 85 or 95. Unfortunately, my handwriting is fantastic tonight. So we're going to listen to a few cues by Sal Kaplan, then we'll jump into one of the other main scores for Star Trek original series. So from the Doomsday Machine, we'll listen to, first off, Approach of the Enterprise, and then The Constellation. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here. Pledge now, 604-822-8648. so we start off with, who did we start off with there? Sorry, so that was Saul Kaplan with Approach of the Enterprise. We heard a couple other cues from him as well, too. That's the Constellation, What is Doomsday Machine, and then the Planet Killer. But then we heard a couple cues by Gerald Fried, who did the Vulcan fanfare, Prying, and then a little bit of the Mr. Spock theme. And those all come from the episode Amok Time, which I'll cover a little bit more. But of course, right now, it is the fund drive here on CITR. We are standing at $16,000 as we knock things over here on the booth. 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC units. You can pledge online to CITR.ca/donate. You can click through the UBC AMS site and make sure to specify that for CITR, you're pledging some money here. So this is Radio Free GAC, one of the many special programs that we here have on the station. There's lots of unique programming, both in the form of music, news, and arts programming that you will not hear anywhere else. There's jazz shows like what's coming up in an hour's time with Gavin Walker. We have a hot jazz show featuring jazz music from the 20s, 30s, and 40s Thursdays. That's with Charles Burnham at 10 a.m. Then we have folk shows like the Folk Oasis at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. There's a Pacific Picking, which will be tomorrow bright and early at 6 a.m. On Saturdays at 8 a.m., we have things like the Saturday Edge as well, too. There's the metal show Power Chord in the afternoons on Saturday as well. We have all manners. We have, you know, hip-hop, rap, trance. Then we have sort of other niche programming as well, too, for like French programming as well. Latin mix as well, too. There's some nice Ethiopian music. There are, I always forget all the genre names here as I flip through. There's Farsi, there's Indian, there's Russian, there's Italian and Japanese. And this is all for the community. And this is what we do best here. But as well, too, we have other special programming here. For instance, we have Ben Lai and his wonderful time here on Thursday evenings with Thunderbird Radio Hell. And just a couple months ago, we actually had 24 hours of row of live bands performing here in the studio on the 20th anniversary. As well, you'll see us out in the community. We'll be at Shindig at the Railway. It is the semifinals right now. I think it's the second night of three of the semis before we hit the finals in the depths of December. But yeah, coming up in December, of course, there'll be the Christmas mix over the holidays. Coming up in February will be Black History Month. Coming up in January is the 24 Hours of Radio Art. And then, yes, there's Women's Day programming, live interviews, in-studio guests, good quality independent radio on the air made here in Vancouver. So call us. Help us continue this tradition of excellence. 604-822-8648. We still have the Twilight soundtracks available for you. $30 for one, $60 for both. Looks like we have some paintings as well, too. The original artist who did Pavement Slanted and Enchantment, Liner Art, which I still can't find the name for, so Ben will look upon me with shame. But we have his interpretations of the new pornographer's Twin Cinema, A Young and Sexy's Life Through One Speaker, and then Buttless Chaps, and I conveniently obscured the title that's representing there, When Night Holds Light. So they look like abstract versions of the actual cover art, but they're fantastic. So what we'll do is for 100 each, you can grab one of those. And at that point, actually, if you want 101.9, we can also give you 15 seconds on air. There's a limited edition t-shirt with a great Bazooka Joe theme. There's the Friends card that gives you discounts throughout the Vancouver area. And a whole lot more there. We'll probably even throw in a couple of the soundtracks at that point if you pledge that much. So it is 8 o'clock here. We're still at $16,000, but we're doing quite well. We're proud of you, Vancouver. Thank you humbly for all the generous donations that you've given us at this point, but we still need a little bit more. So if you still have something to give or you haven't given yet, do call 604-822-8648. We'll continue with some more of Gerald Fried's work for Star Trek. And from the episode Amok Time, which he worked on, this actually founded a lot of themes that sort of persisted throughout the rest of the Star Trek series. So coming up shortly will be the infamous fight music, which has reached sort of comedic aspects. I know the Simpsons have spoofed on it as well, too. But yeah, Fried had moved to Los Angeles. He worked on Man from U.N.C.L.E. He worked with Robert Drazen as well, too. And also in the 50s, he worked with Stanley Kubrick and composed scores for his first forms of films, and that includes things like Killer's Kiss, The Killing, and The Paths of Glory. And amongst other of his television show themes. He also did the jazz-inspired intro for the Western theme, Shotgun Slade. So let's listen now to The Ritual and, of course, everyone's favorite Ancient Battle. So Slade, please call us. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 604-822-8648.
Transistor radio, though he turned in his bones 20 years ago.
CITR is seeking to fill the airways with the names, voices, and ideas of you, our listeners,
who will help us raise $24,000 during this fund drive.
We want you to take ownership of your station. After the fund drive, we'll record donors' voices for a special donor recognition day.
Donors' names will be read out each hour, and donors of $101.9 or more will have a chance to air a personalized message, a rant, a birthday wish, a poem to a girlfriend, or a shout-out to a favorite band.
This is a small way for us to thank you for your support of quality independent radio.
And I finally realized what he wanted to show me. Where I've been, where I am, is the show.
Own your frequency.
This is your station.
Support CITR now. Call 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT.
Or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is the fourth annual fund drive here in Vancouver. Operators are standing by, waiting to take your pledges. 604-822-8648. This is Radio Free GAC here. Your vaguely cinematically inspired program here on CITR Vancouver. But we heard before that little plea about talking about owning your frequency. It was Gerald Freed. And from the episode Amok Time, we had The Ritual, Ancient Battle, Second Croika, Remorse, and Marriage Council Part 2, part of his very adventurous score to at least the Amok Time episode. And Fried was called upon quite frequently to help out with the lads at Star Trek, and he also worked on the next few cues that we're hearing, and I'm not sure if he's working on this one in the background, but no matter what, that is that. But yes, let's talk about more about CITR itself. One of the great parts about CITR here is that we have a magazine that's republished with us, and that's Discorder. That magazine was born in 1983, and it's been supporting Vancouver's local music scene here for now well over 25 years. There was a party back in, it was December last year at Wet Hoco's, I believe, before they lost their license, which is a shame. But one of the great things that Discorder's been doing the past little while is they've been tracking the venue history here in Vancouver. Those old venues that had been open, like, in the 80s and whatnot, and what people remembered. Of course, sad things like what venues have been closing as of late, which is most unfortunate. But as well, too, he's keeping track. Editor Jordy Yao is keeping track of new venues that are popping up here and there, so that's always good. So you'll catch a lot of interviews with local acts. You'll hear live show reviews, people reviewing albums. You'll catch the playlist nods. You'll actually get a complete CITR 101.9 FM schedule every month as well, too. And it's launched many a career in design and journalism as well, too. And over the years, it's picked up many awards. Seattle's Rocket Magazine picked Discorder as one of the top 20 publications in the world. And it was a finalist for Magazine of the Year and Cover of the Year in Western Canada Music Awards back in 88. So help us keep one of those best music publications on a rack near you in Vancouver. So call us, 604-822-8648. Go online, citr.ca/donate. Fund drive total for this year stands at 16,000. We still have a ways to go to hit 24,000, and we have less than 3 days left. Thursday, November 26th at 6 p.m. The phone lines cut off at that point, although there'll be still a couple events that you can pledge at as well, too. One of them will be the Amy Goodman talk. Unfortunately, I don't have the venue for that because, unfortunately, the website's not working on our site here, but I'm sure one of our eager volunteers can always run in from the lounge just to help me out although maybe not in this break, but the next one. But one of the big things that's happening as well, too, is on Friday, November 27th, at the Wise Hall is the Fun Drive Finale Party. You'll be joined by Nardwar the Human Serviette and the Evaporators. We'll have the Pump Trolley Comedy Crew. We'll have some great bands there. There'll be a silent auction. There'll be places for prizes and other things like that. Revelry. There'll be a celebration of what we've accomplished this year. So there'll be Friday, November 27th. Doors at 8 p.m. Music starts at 9, and that's at the Wise Hall at 1882 Adirondack Street here in Vancouver. And to enter, you just have to pledge as well, too. But yes, you can do that online already. You can do it on the phone. 604-822-8648. So we'll listen to a few more cues by Gerald Fried here for Star Trek before getting into the most recent film that came out. So this is from the strange little episode in on the third season called Shore Leave, which involved a lot of like weird sort of, I wouldn't say psychedelic things, but just sort of like surreal moments where I think the Alice in Wonderland bunny hops around and things like that. So from Shore Leave, the original Star Trek series, this is Gerald Fried here with New Planet, Rabbit, and School Chum. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Call now, 604-822-8648.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Do you think CITR's equipment is showing its age? We sure do.
Support CITR during this fun drive and invest in the station's future. We need up-to-date equipment to replace our old, decrepit equipment. Help us continue to provide you with great independent radio. Call 604-822-8648, spelled 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate securely online at citr.ca/donate.
That's right. Our equipment is kind of sort of clunky and showing its age in many ways. But simple costs. I mean, it's something like a chair. Only costs $100 a microphone. Like I'm sort of squeezing right here. $150 turntable, $250 new computer, $500. You don't have to pledge that much, but just in tandem together, what we can do with that is upgrade components. I know we're planning on upgrading one of our studios here. Studio B is in definite need of some help. We need some new production and editing stations here. And then, yeah, just the basics, you know, microphones, cables, stands, chairs, everything like that. And what a better equipped station, technologically ready, better podcasts and whatnot. It makes for better radio and it makes for a better listening experience. So support CITR. There's a few days left in the fund drive. Call us now, 604-822-8648. That spells 604-UBC-UNIT. Still standing at $16,000 here. We do have the Twilight soundtracks available. One for $30, two for $60. We have the cover album art here, done by the Slanted Enchanted folks for $101.9. You can pick up that. You can get a wonderful t-shirt. You get friends a CITR card. You get 15 seconds on air. One thing I didn't mention was $60 as well, too, is you can get a fantastic umbrella with a CITR label, which you can just bandy about town, hopefully not lose on the bus or on the SkyTrain. For $175, you get two friends cards, the limited edition t-shirt, as I mentioned before, has the Bazooka Joe artwork, and an umbrella. And then for something like $250, that's two friends cards, limited edition t-shirt, an umbrella, and a hoodie. And as well, too, we'll throw in all the albums of the soundtracks I was talking about there. We'll throw in for $250, you know what, we'll throw all three of the covers here. We have the new pornographer's take, we have the buttless chaps take, and then we have the young and sexy album take as well too. And as well, even just for a little bit here as well too, if you have $30, if you pick up one of the soundtracks, we have 2 hours worth of shop time at the bike kitchen here at the student union building here, so you can tune up your bike, make sure everything's all right. So call now, 604-822-8648. Let's dive now into the new Star Trek movie that came out. It was directed by J.J. Abrams. It's sort of like a reboot of the series, so you get to see everybody's favorite. It's not like Muppet Babies or anything like that, but at the very least, you get to see young Kirk, young Spock, young everybody. The Enterprise is shiny and new, but of course, you know, the entire history of the timelines and things like that have been misadjusted. So the movie just came out on DVD and Blu-ray, so that's something to pick up. And the soundtrack was scored by Michael Giacchino, and he was nominated for an Academy Award in 2008 for his score for the Pixar film Ratatouille. But he won a Grammy Award for his score for that year. He's also done work with Lost, Alias, and I think pretty much the entire Medal of Honor series, at least in the early 2000s. So let's listen to his new Star Trek theme, and then we'll listen to a couple cuts like Labor of Love, Enterprising Young Men, and Nearsighted. So here's Michael Giacchino with the original soundtrack for the new Star Trek film. But do call 604-822-8648.
Evan, I'm a student here at UBC and a volunteer at CITR. CITR to me is a place where I can do whatever I am interested in. And that's why I'm asking you to support CITR. Give us a call at 604-822-8648, UBC Unit, and donate to keep us running. Thanks.
Perfect from Michael Giacchino's score for the latest Star Trek film. We started off with the new Star Trek theme. Just a little sort of short seven-note theme there. Then we went to Labor of Love. Then we had Enterprising Young Men. And then we have the heavy brass there of Nero Sighted. And that soundtrack came out in May 2009, just around the time when the film came out, which I think was either Victoria Day weekend or Memorial Day weekend. The DVD's out now if you haven't caught it yet. If the theater scared you, well, you can catch it now in the privacy of your own home. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR. It is Fun Drive time here in Vancouver, so keep 101.9 FM in your heart. Call us. 604-822-8648. Spell 604. UBC. Units. You can also donate securely online with confidence. There's a key and a lock when your browser loads up that you can sort of confirm that everything's safe. Your credit card information will not be disclosed. It will not be abused. But your generous donations will be most welcome. So hop online, citr.ca/donate. You've probably seen the little clock spinning on the website. We're at 16,000. We need 24. So we're one third left to go. 3 days to go as well, too. So now it's time to bring up a little bit of a cheese ball thing right now. So based on the popularity of Star Trek off the bat in 1966, everyone started asking what everyone knew, did, like Bones and Uhura and Scotty and whatnot. But two of the actors decided to come up with their own sort of albums as well, too. So we're going to actually focus on probably the better of the two. So we're going to focus on Leonard Nimoy, native of Boston, Massachusetts, starred as the original Vulcan Dr. Spock, or just Spock by himself. And, yeah, he recorded 5 albums. It's crazy that he's gone to that extent there. But, yeah, through Dot Records, December 1966, they approached Star Trek the idea of licensing a whole bunch of theme albums. Because, at that point, the Star Trek merchandising was already kicking into high gear. And, yeah, so they started off with some albums. And, at this point, Nimoy went first off with a bit of a heavier space theme, and we'll actually listen to a cut from his 1960 album, Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. But then we'll listen to a couple tracks from The Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy, which focuses more on his interests in like folk and country and whatnot. One of the songs we're going to hear is quite sweet. The other one is pure cheese. It actually touches on a whole bunch of Lord of the Rings themes here. So let's start off with Leonard Nimoy here with Alien, then we'll listen to Miranda, and then we'll end up with The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. But please call 604-822-8648. Donate night. Fun Drive, CITR Vancouver.
From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewing forth upon you a pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike. Am I the you before, the you you were when your world was new? Or am I the you that you will be tomorrow? Through me you see your future or your past, I know not which. For I come from that spark of light so far in space, your mind the distance could not comprehend. Was once my home, and calls to me when I look up into the void. But it is not the verdant place your planet is that warms and cools you as the seasons go. Oh no, my mind recalls a seething cauldron flung among the stars and satellites and galaxies of boundless time. There, through evolution, I became the creature I am now. No heart or feelings show in me. Perhaps I'm better off than you, for I see things without emotion as they are. Some may envy me, but I pay a price to be from human feelings free. Perhaps in me, you see your destiny. From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewn forth upon your pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike.
Thank you. nothing in this world that I wanted more than to see my Miranda waiting on the shore when my ship sailed in. There was no one in the world that I longed to see but Miranda, my pretty little bride-to-be, when my ship sailed in. As I landed safe in the harbor, where the sun lay warm on the ground, though the whistle blew and blew again, my Miranda was nowhere to be found. So I sailed away through the seven seas, and for many long years lived a life of ease beneath the tamarind trees. But I dreamed in the night of that harbor town, and Miranda, the girl who had let me down when my ship sailed in. I sailed once again for the sunset to Miranda's side of the sea, and the very first time the whistle blew, my Miranda came a-running to me. There was nothing in the world ever thrilled me more than to see my Miranda waiting on the shore when my ship sailed in. I'm so happy she's back in my arms to stay that I'm never gonna ask where she was that day. My ship sailed in.
From November 16th to 27th, CRTR will be hosting a 2-week video game competition. On the main floor of the sub, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga will be set up. $2 to play. Highest scores of the day get a limited edition CITR Fun Drive t-shirt. Highest scores at the end of the 2 weeks gets a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Travel Cuts. So come and be old school.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins, he battled a troll, he riddled with Gollum, a magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now he's back
back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins.
Uh-huh. Leonard Nimoy there, singing a little bit there about the Lord of the Rings trilogy there. And that was the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. Before that, we heard Miranda. And those both come off his 1968 album, The Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy, when he was sort of shifting away from the novelty aspect of being Spock on record and started exploring a bit more of his, I guess, his folk voice. You know, he co-wrote some songs on that second album, and then for the eventual albums that came out, I think there were three other ones. He helped right there. He had definitely went into his country vibe, folk vibe, still played a little bit of Kiki Maud things as well, too. And, yeah, but, of course, we're here with Captain Kirk coming up shortly here. But, yes, Fun Drive is still on. 16,000, we're still pat at. I bet some of you are probably dealing with the online donations, so at this point, obviously, there may be more contributions in that I'm not aware of. And, of course, a lot of you do listen to the podcast server as well, too, so that's not necessarily live. Of course, it takes some time for it to get uploaded, and, of course, the podcast server itself can be a little bit pokey, but any donation that you offer, either for this show or for any other shows that we have here on the station, greatly appreciated. So call us, 604-822-8648. We have t-shirts, we have umbrellas, we have hoodies, we can get you on air. And specific for this show, we have the Twilight soundtracks. And, yeah, let's dive into some William Shatner here. And, of course, he's from Montreal, a wonderful ham. He started off in a whole bunch of CBC television Shakespearean productions. But, of course, we know him for things like Rocket Man, Tambourine Man. And then we're actually going to listen to a song that came out a little while ago, a cover of a Pulp song that worked out quite well. But let's dive into... one of the tracks. This wasn't off the Tambourine Man. I couldn't actually figure out which album this was originally off of, but it came out in 1997 as well, too, on a Spaced Out compilation, which allows you to relive the quote-unquote best parts of Leonard Nimoy's and William Shatner's discography. So here's Shatner himself with How Insensitive. Please call 604-822-8648. And you can donate online, citr.ca/donate.
How insensitive I must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Why, she must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? The memory of her last look
drawn and sad. I see it still. All her heartbreak in that last look. Oh, she must have asked. Could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can one do when a love affair is over?
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Stupid things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
But still you'll never get it right.
Cause when you've laid in bed at night, watching
roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do.
You'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you. And dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Common people. William Shatner joined there by Joe Jackson. Production work by Ben Folds of the Ben Folds Five. And you can find that on Shatner's 2004 album, Has Been. So it's just about it here for Radio Free Gak. We'll quickly dive into one or two last announcements. Do call 604-822-8648. We'll be here till midnight tonight. Coming up shortly is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And otherwise, yes, hopefully we get to see you at the Fun Drive finale party. That's at the Wise Hall on Adirondack Street on Friday, November 27th. Doors open at 8 p.m. And yes, as always, if you want to catch this episode or any other of Radio Free Gak, you can always go to CITR's website, CITR.ca. After you donate, of course, which is CITR.ca/donate. Click on the schedule and you can subscribe to it. Just plop into iTunes or FeedBurner, what XML feeds you work off of, and it will work that way. So we're just going to play the end theme, of course, by Alexander Courage. And then, yeah, there's not much time to queue up the other little nice little number. But at that point, we'll play a couple little PSAs here. And then Gavin will be here guiding you through midnight. So take care. We still need to raise $8,000 more in the next 69 hours. Is that so? 72 minus 3? Sounds about right. Take care, everyone. Enjoy.
Vancouver is a diverse city, and that's why CITR is committed to multicultural programming. We feature music from all over the world: Ethiopia, India, France, Africa, Latin America, Russia, Iran, Jamaica, Italy, and Japan. And we don't only broadcast in English.
On diffuse dans un grand nombre de langues.
We broadcast in a number of other languages.
Pour sûr, il y aura une programmation multiculturelle à Vancouver. Supportez CITR maintenant. Appelez au 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT. Ou donnez en ligne à CITR.ca.